Joseph is an astrophysicist. He knows how stars evolve, how space expands with the Big Bang, but problems remain unsolved. But at any moment, he is liable to put down his pencil and open the Bible. And I said, Joseph, Joseph, tell me what is real. With all the science that you know, tell me what you feel. Joseph is a Catholic archbishop. He is a complicated man. He looked at me with a peaceful smile, said, I'll tell you if I can. The Bible is the Word of God. It's universal truth, though it may seem odd. And I said, Joseph, Joseph, somewhere out in space, don't you think there may be some other intelligent race? Yes, he said, I think it's likely, for it would be a cosmic waste of billions of planets if there were no other place that conscious beings could call home, where God in His glory could be known. And I said, Joseph, Joseph, how can that book you hold speak the truth for beings of whom nothing can be told? Joseph leaned back in his chair. For a moment he was not there. He raised the Bible to his lips and planted there a kiss. Then he spoke these words as if in prayer. The Bible is the Word of God, but God speaks as we can hear. Universal does not mean ultimate. It may not even come near. We are merely children who've never dreamed of the wonders of this universe God may mean. For hundreds of years, Newton's laws certainly were true. In the narrow range of experience, that was all humans knew. Till Einstein helped us see with the theory of relativity that things are not as they seem. So yes, alien beings may have found deeper morality. But as Einstein's laws reduce at slow speeds to Newton's simpler truths, alien wisdom must enfold this Bible that I hold. For it age cannot deny. It's you. As Einstein's laws reduce at slow speeds to Newton's simpler truths, alien wisdom will enfold this Bible that I hold. For age can only grow from you.